Masech Dizvachim, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. If you can turn back for a moment to Perik Bey's Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah told us that the Kabbalah's Hadam is possible with the following people, Azar, and Ankayin, and Oinin, that's the first day of Avelis, Tful Yayim, Mechusa Begadim, Mechusa Kippurim, people that don't have a full level of Tahara, and so on. That's not only true for Kabbalah's Hadam, it's also true for the things that follow the Kabbalah's Hadam, the other Avodas afterwards. We're not so strict when it comes to the Shechita. Our Mishnah begins by saying, once again, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Kala Psulin Sheshachetu, if any of the people possible for the other Avodas Shechted a Karbin, Shechitas and Ksheir, their Shechita is kosher. You can continue on with the rest of the Avodah. Shehashchita kesheira bizarim, because the act of shchita is kosher, even if it's done by a non-kayan. It's kosher b'nashim. Women could technically shecht. There are reasons that they don't, but al pi halacha, they can. Ubi avadim ubitmeim. It's true for an eved kanani, and it's true for a person who's tamei. They could shecht. Afilu bekachay kadashim, not only bekadashim kalim. But even by the higher level of karbanis, like a karban chatas, asham, oila, which are examples of kachay kadishim. The only problem is in regard to the person that's tamei, ubovad, it has to be provided shlayu tmeim noigim bebasar. If he's tamei, he can't touch the meat. If he touches the meat after it was shechted, that would make it tamei, and therefore you can't use it. Now, lefikach, therefore, because any of these people could shecht, so memela heim poitzlim b'machshava. So they shecht, thinking the meat's going to be eaten outside of its place, where it's allowed to be eaten, or after the time, it does passel it. If you're good to shecht, then you're good to passel it. However, v'kulon, in regard to these people that are passel to shecht, however, v'kulon, in regard to all these people that would be passel for Kabbalah's Hadam, let's say shekiblu es Hadam, they did catch the blood in a bowl as it came down from the Shechita, and they had in mind that the meat should be eaten chutz lezmanai after the deadline or v'chutz lemakomi outside of its place, that doesn't passel the karm. Because who are you? You're not a man de amar here, so to speak. If you're not kosher to do it, then you can't passel it. Now, I can't use the dam that they received in the keli. But if there's still more dam, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there is still some life blood left, that's the blood that spritzes from the animal's neck with a force, then the fact that this, let's say, tamadika person or non-kayan was makabal the dam and said, and the meat should be after the time, I'm going to eat it after the time, it's not a problem. Yachzer akasha v'yakabal. Let someone, akasha akayan, go back, be makabal more of the blood, and finish off the carbon. Okay, quickly chazring over. Shchitas kshere bazar, it's also kosher with other people that would be possible for the other avodas, nashim, avodim, tmeim. And even though sheshachatu is bidi eved, we don't let them do it lechatchila. But the Batanur says it really means lechatchila also. Azar can just go and shecht. The only one that shouldn't shecht lechatchila is the one that's tamei, because we're scared that lemaisi may touch the meat. Now, let me ask you a question. A person that's tamei can't go into the azara. And kachim is shechted in the azara. Kachim kadashim has to be batzofen, the north part. But even kadashim kalim has to be in the azara. So how could a tamei shecht? He can't come into the azara. So the Batanur explains, either with a very long knife, or the animal is mamish by the border of the azara, he's standing outside and he can shecht. Now, the truth is, it depends what type of tumah. If he was an avatumah, when he touches the knife becomes tamei. So it would have to be that he's not an avatum, like he touched the dead sheretz. That level of tumah would not be metam of the knife. Or it could be that you shecht with a reed, you sharpen a reed, not a metal knife, but a sharp reed, and you shecht with it. That wouldn't become tamei, even through an avatum. But if it was a regular avatum, once he touches the knife, the din of the knife becomes also an avatum, and that's the din by metal. And that would be metam of the baser. Okay. Be it as it may be, all the psulim for the other avodas could do shchita, even kachay kadashim, just if he's tummy, he has to be careful not to touch the basar. That means the basar after the shchita. And because they could shecht, therefore, if during their shchita, even if he's not a kayin, he's one of these other people, they have a machshava of eating the basar chutz lemakaymi out of its place or chutz lezmanoi, it does become pasul. But if somebody was not allowed to be makabel de dam, and he went and he was makabel de dam anyway, and he had a machshava of chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemakaymi, it's a meaningless machshava. You don't belong here. Your machshava can't pasul. So let's say someone who's not allowed to be makabel de dam, and he's makabel de dam, even if he had a machshav of chutz lezmani, chutz lemakani, it's meaningless. And if there's still dam hanefesh left, a kosher kain could be makabelit and proceed with the karm.